Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. And like the Lord said, every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory. Just make sure it's not an echo. Don't go around quoting me. Quote this book. And don't say Brother Copeland said. No, no. You like with Brother Hagin. You say, Brother Copeland showed me in the scripture where it says, and then you quote the scripture. I didn't write this book. I just love it. You can tell I'm rather excited about it today. Glory to God. I asked Gloria, I just turned 88 years old December. I said, Gloria, how did I get this low? Oh, she said, one day at a time, sweet Jesus. She's still 5 years younger than me. Younger than I am. And she's still really funny. Anyway, Father, we just thank you for the book and the way it works. In a nutshell, again, because so many people Christian people don't really realize this. I didn't either for a long time until I really got serious about staying covenant years and years ago. It had to be prophesied. Once Adam sinned, it had to be prophesied, because it's all going towards Jesus and the cross. All of it. That's where it was headed all the time. So the first covenant, once the Spirit of God through the mouth of a prophet put it into the earth, Micah, Bethlehem Ephratah. David was born in Bethlehem. So was Jesus. So, son of David. That's important when you see it. It had to be spoken here by the prophet. And so they get over into the second covenant, because the devil tried to stop him every way he could. He tried to stop him and he tried to kill him. Well, but he didn't do it. Jesus said, no man takes my life. I lay it down. And you remember they were astonished that he was dead so fast? Now, let's go back to Genesis chapter 2. And we'll see something here. In the second chapter of the book of Beginnings, and the verse 15, and the Lord took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it. Now, if we have time, we'll get over into the Eden covenant in the book, in our book. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may not eat. And we know it was fig tree. It wasn't an apple. But they covered themselves with fig leaves, so we know that. But of the tree of knowledge of good and evil you'll not eat of it, for in the day that you eat thereof you will surely die. And the Lord God said, it is not, and so forth and so on. Now, I want you to notice this. And formed the beast of the field and brought unto to Adam, the man. Adam. Red. Really? And brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all the cattle, the fowl of the air, to every beast of the field. For Adam, there was not found a helpmate for him. Not a dinosaur mentioned. The fossil record doesn't lie. I won't take the time to do it, but it's over in the life of Lucifer. Well, see, he did it in 6 days. No, he redid it in 6 days. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, Elohim created heaven and earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Yes. Now, the Spirit of God moved over the water. That was the first flood. Yeah. Uh-huh. That wiped out that dinosaur age, because that's when Lucifer, the archangel of praise and his beauty and his pride, and he said, I'll be like the Most High God. He was here. And Jesus said, I saw him fall like lightning. He was in heaven. The archangel of music. And Phil Driscoll was quick to point out to me, no trumpet. For in the last days, God's trump will sound. But stringed instruments and all of that, he was the musician of praise. No, I'm getting off track. So, and he named everything in the evening and the morning were the fourth day. Now see, this is the reconstruction of it. And Elohim, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, plural. So, I wanted you to see this. And now, he turned it over to his man. You name them. They have ruins of the saber-toothed, the cavemen, the Neanderthal man. There's a missing link. That's because they were here at a different time. Of course it's missing. Everybody tries to gather it up. But the thing I wanted you to see is he gave us dominion over everything. Everything that flies, swims, crawls, everything. Dominion over it. The man named everything. There's a 500,000 bugs. But the bugs weren't there yet. Only the animals that God created. The bugs and the lice and the ticks and all of that came with the curse. But he named the animals and the birds of the air and the different species. Isn't this magnificent? We have dominion here. We have dominion here. It has nothing to do with, I'm not a white man. I'm a preacher of the gospel.
That's it.
That doesn't have anything to do with, you know, the pigment of my skin. That's not only demonic. I don't have time to tell you what I think about that because I don't want to get mad. But Adam said, this is now. Oh, he says, not good for a man to be alone. And he said, man to be alone. And every creature, and he caused a great sleep to fall on Adam and closed up the flesh thereof. Like I said, no belly button in either one of them. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bone. Don't you know he's... God formed her with his own hands. Oh, don't you know? She was really something.
Yes.
And here again, he knew better. He knew better. God told him, you're going to die. And the devil said, you're not going to die. Spiritually. They didn't know what die was. Do you realize that? Die. What's die? They were covered in his glory. They had never seen a physical body. And when they saw it, even though it was perfect, To them, it looked ugly because they'd never seen anything but his glory. And they were ashamed of it. But my point is, the authority that he gave us, he turned it over to his man to name these things. That's the reason an elephant is an elephant and not a boblygog. I mean, if he'd have said boblygog, a boblygod would have had a long trunk. Amen. And that was the reason then. And I'll just touch on this in the book of Genesis. The sons of God, angels, mm-hmm. took part with women. And it created the giants and you can pick it up in Greek mythology. No, that's where they came from. And Goliath was a throwback from that. You remember they said there's giants in there. Giants. Yes. Giants in there. Well, where'd they come from? They're a throwback from that generation. So to learn all these things is very important. Now, I want to get back to this. In one of my absolute heroes, then and still is now. This is chapter 4. One of my heroes of faith is Bishop David Oyedepo, pastor in Faith Tabernacle in Ota, Nigeria. A remarkable person, he's what I call a modern-day covenant man. I'm certain a major part of what has to do with his living in the continent of Africa. Mm-hmm. It's huge. It's covenant life. And that's what he said to me. He said, I understand covenant. Yeah. We pray and obey. But he said, and the healing part, I have no trouble with. He said, but the prosperity part. He said, I read Mama Gloria's book. God's will is prosperity. Yes. Oh, okay. Okay. That was his answer. Okay. Somebody asked him, are you preaching that American gospel? He said, no, Jesus was not born in America. Prosperity gospel. They continued to do this year after year of the church. In 1983, people gathered at church, spent so much of their time praising and worshiping God. The bishop had learned earlier about the power of praising God for what he had already promised in his word and standing fast until the results came. Now, this is a covenant man. Uh-huh. Understood it and does understand it. And I read his book and I thought, oh, the students teaching the teacher. His book on prosperity far exceeded mine. And they continued to do this. Then they decided to buy land outside the major city of Lagos, land that was time of 500 acres of jungle full of lions and monkeys and wildlife. Fast forward about 25 years. That's when Bishop Oyedepo and I met in 2008. America and much of the world was in a global financial crisis with real estate bottoming out. Faith Tabernacle, however, was experiencing a boom. Yes. 2,000 acres cleared and developed with buildings, infrastructure, including a facility seating 50,000 people. The project had cost U.S. $250 million, and it was phase one. The miracle was they did it debt-free, no American money, and all in 1 year. He got the debt-free from us. All in 1 year. How could such a feat be accomplished in such bad financial times and out of the middle of a jungle? Covenant. Not just any covenant. One bought and paid for by the precious blood of Jesus. God, by His Spirit, instructed Bishop Oyedepo to build, and the bishop and his people knew they had a blood covenant with Jehovah Jireh, the Lord that is the provider. So that all kinds of officials and professionals said it could not be done, The people of Faith Tabernacle were confident through the direction and power of the Holy Spirit, the project would be completed. They trusted the one who had given a direct supply all their need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Now, Hebrews 13:15 and Psalm 22:3, if you want to make a note of that. The acts of praise were a declaration that he was faithful to keep his promises. Now, next chapter, next paragraph. The power of God's word combined with praise provided a great harvest. The project was completed. What's more, in 2008, when we met, he told me $250 million for Praise 2 was already in the bank. $250 million with no American money. That's what I said. Whoo! So I began to read his book, and I suggest you get it. But he got it out of this book. And my wife, Gloria, had written in her book, God's Will is Prosperity. And she took all the scriptures that we've been talking about, and he said, I got it. Well, the first time we landed there, at the Lagos Airport, we were in a Citation 10, and I didn't fly that leg. It was in the cabin. Dwayne was flying, and the customs agent said, "I'll take care of this one." And he said, and he stuck his head in there, "Mama Gloria, oh Baba Gloria, what?" The teachers. Beautiful are the feet of those who bring glad tidings and good things. And began to weep. I have a picture. We were leaving. And so I was about to get on the airplane, and I was flying out that day. And these two young men just ran up there and got down in front of me. And another one got down. And one went and said, wait a minute. He just slid. They were working in the airport. They were landmen. And all got down like this. So I got my oil bottle and anointed them with the oil of gladness. Amen. For the abundance of all things. And out on the ramp of an airport, that has never happened in the United States all the many years I've been flying since 1961. But there it did. Yes, and appreciated. They appreciated it because we brought the gospel of prosperity to them. And they cried. When the customs agent stuck his head in that airplane, he began to cry. Beautiful are the feet of those that take the gospel of glad tidings. And that's what this is. Now, Abraham considered not his own body. He considered only the covenant of blood. I consider not my own body, 88 years old. I was 83 when I made this outline. It is the most powerful thing. And Greg and I went through it more than one time in this book. Blood agreements. It is the most powerful thing on the face of this earth. It's the blood of the Lamb. When the missionary Stanley from England couldn't get past the borderline, the story's in here. And his interpreter says, "You're going to have to cut the covenant with somebody, or you're a white man. You'll never get past right here." He said, "What does that mean?" "Well," he said, "you'll have to drink one another's blood." What? "And you'll have to exchange gifts." Well, that was repulsive to him. He said, "Well, it's either that or go back home." "All right, let's go." And he had problems with his stomach, so he had a little goat for goat's milk. So here was a king, big man. He had a staff with copper wire around it. And so they had the ceremony. And so one of them came over and cut the king's hand, cut Stanley's hand, and in a cup of wine. And they drank. And they became blood brothers. He gave him that staff. He wants your goat. He said, either make the exchange or go back home. Okay, I'll do it. How much time I got to him? Just long enough to do it. He carried that stick. People bowed down before him. Mm-hmm. He represented the king. They bowed in front of him. He said, I just held this up and they'd do this. We're in covenant with the king. And we have gifts. 9 manifestations of the Holy Ghost. And he gave gifts unto men. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. And we'll be back in just a moment.
Discover how simple the answer to every question and every problem in life can be. In God, the Covenant and the Contradiction, a new book by Kenneth Copeland and Greg Stephens. In this approachable book, dive deep into what a covenant is and what it's for. Discover what your covenant does for you and learn to overcome every contradiction and obstacle. With every covenant promise comes a contradiction. When you read in the Bible that by Jesus' stripes you're healed and the diagnosis comes back incurable. Or when you're facing a towering stack of unpaid bills. When you read that God promises you prosperity. Common sense and human reasoning rise up to shout, there's no way that God's promises will happen in your life. Thank God. Covenant men and women throughout time have refused the contradiction and praised through in faith to the end result, the blessing promised by God. And you can too. See the Bible unfold more clearly than ever before in God, the Covenant and the Contradiction. Order your copy of God, the Covenant and the Contradiction by Kenneth Copeland and Greg Stephens. The sinless blood of Jesus was necessary for man's redemption. Order your copy today for only $19.99 at kcm.org/TV special. Gain revelation of the blood covenants in the Bible. Ebook also available. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply.
From the top of the world, to the bottom, and all the way around the middle, on every available voice. In 1975, this was the mandate that God gave to Kenneth and Gloria Copeland with an urgency. Kenneth shared this aggressive vision.
What God is saying to us is this, for all of us to do our part, for no one to think that his small amount is unimportant. If we all do our part and realize that this is a partnership, we can produce this job done because God has instructed me to do it. That if we will work as a team together in the body of Christ, we'll go on every available voice.
The Believer's Voice of Victory radio broadcast became the fastest growing program in radio history and quickly aired on 700 stations. Kenneth and Gloria began traveling with countless invitations to speak, and both were releasing products to help people grow their faith. But as their books, tapes, and records sold, they knew that the time for television had come. The Believer's Voice of Victory weekly television program began. And history was made yet again as the program reached the top 20 in the first year and top 10 by year 2. Kenneth Copeland Ministries was on a rapid trajectory to fulfilling the Every Available Voice mandate, and in 1982, the historic worldwide communion service connected 3 satellites, 200 U.S. locations, and 20 international cities spanning the globe from the top to the bottom, and all the way around the middle. In 1989, the time had come for daily television, and by now everyone knew the drill by heart. Get this broadcast on as many stations as possible and as quickly as possible. As the years progressed, so did technology, and the internet age opened up a whole new stream of voices. With video, live streaming, and on-demand options at your fingertips, Uncompromised Faith could be accessed anytime, anywhere. The Believer's Voice of Victory television network launched in 2015, quickly reaching millions of homes around the globe. And as the impact of the network grew, a new name helped clarify the network's purpose. 1 John 5:4, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Victory Channel is excitedly preparing for the construction of a new state-of-the-art studio complex to be yet another voice to utilize in the preaching of the gospel. At Kenneth Copeland Ministries, we will continue to be history makers, and together, with support from our partners and friends, we will continue to preach the uncompromised word of faith on every available voice. With everyone doing their part, we will boldly proclaim that
Jesus is Lord.
Don't forget to send us your testimony, your story. And Greg and my book, God, the Covenant, and the Contradiction, Kenneth Copeland and the Professor Greg Stevens. And remember, we did over 100 broadcasts on this to get this one book. And maybe tomorrow I'll tell you about why. Share your testimony. We look forward to reading it and hearing your story of great victory. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland and all of our class reminding you that God loves you. We love you. And Jesus is Lord. Give Him a praise. Woo! He is our covenant God. He's a covenant-making, covenant-keeping God.
Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast free on KCM.org or KCM's Roku channel. If you would like a free copy of the broadcast to put into your faith library, you can download it on KCM.org or request it on DVD or CD. Keep your heart full of the Word of God and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org/notes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.